Gillette resident Keith Roberts is serving a 4-year sentence for mail fraud. In 2007, he was convicted of defrauding the Veterans Administration out of more than $200,000 in benefits for his claim that he suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder. But Roberts is still trying to prove he's innocent. This week, his case goes before the Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. The court is a non-adversarial one where the benefit of the doubt often goes to the veteran. If the panel of judges grants his claim, there's a chance his fraud conviction might be vacated. Madison attorney David Saltzman has been tracking Roberts' case over the past few years.
If the jury had known this information, that he is entitled, in the VA's opinion, to receive these benefits, they could not possibly have come to the conclusion that he was fraudulent in doing so. So we have this sort of Kafkaesque situation where he's in federal prison for doing something which the government has said was actually proper.
Roberts' PTSD claim stems from an incident that involved him witnessing a friend being crushed to death by an Air Force jet he was trying to repair during the war in Vietnam. But federal prosecutors argued he concocted the story and was not actually present when the event happened. The outcome of the case could have an impact on other veterans with contested PTSD claims. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.